absorbed.
How many times more?
10.
No. More.
Oh,
less.
Four.
It's either 5 or 4.
4 times.
Oh.
A week.
4 times.
4 times.
5 times. 5 times.
It absorbed 5 times, not five. 4, but the conversion efficiency was 4 times greater.
Right.
Okay? So the DQE, which is absorption, detective quantum efficiency, was 5 times better for rare earth.
Sorry,
okay.
I can't remember.
Okay.
The
DQE
is 5 times.
Yeah, 5 times. That's in your notes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. It absorbs over 5 times more. And then it converts 4 times more. Okay? Therefore increasing the speed or efficiency.
Why is it different? Why
because
is the conversion of the absorption different?
Because they're two different things.
So are we talking about 20 times
they're
something?
They're
I mean, are we building off the five and then working sometimes that?
The conversion efficiency, they said it converted, the calcium tungstate converted 5%. The rare earth, 20%. That's a ratio of 1 to 4. Okay? And to answer your question, it's almost like H&B curves. Oh, well, we haven't gone over that yet. Never mind. I'm taking a third semester class.
Oh, thank you. I think that was
basically, absorption and conversion efficiency are two different things. Okay? If I don't get you into my store, how can I sell you something? Analogy. Absorption is the more the x-rays are absorbed. Okay? Great. Which I'm going to explain is the absorption edge. Okay? And then conversion efficiency. How many more x-rays are converted to light? Okay? So, here we go on number 32 on the study guide. I answered it, but now I need to explain it. Actually, 31, 32. Okay, let's turn to page. Did you find them?
No, I'm
right. 229.
Anybody
have any aspirin?
Yes. Yeah. I have my car.
That was perfect. I just got to hit it. Yeah, I'm here going, la-la. No, I just sit down and go to sleep. All right. Intensifying screens. We know they convert x-rays into light. I believe so. Yeah.
229.
Here we go. Looking at figure 15-11, it says the probability of x-ray absorption in calcium tungstate screens as a function of the incident x-ray energy. The K-shell binding energy of tungsten is 69. Okay? Fact. K-shell binding energy of tungsten is 69. Well, 70. Okay, they show on table 15.4. All right, 69, 70, we're not going to split hairs, okay? We know there is a binding energy fairly strong of the inner shell electron. The higher the atomic number, the greater the K-shell binding energy. Are you with me on that? Let me review. Why do we choose lead as a lead material? Why do we choose lead as an apron material? Because of its high atomic number 86, it doesn't allow x-rays to go through either source. Okay? So screens need two properties. One, they need to absorb, and then they need to convert x-rays into light. Calcium tungstate, what gave its absorption properties was the tungsten. And what this graph is showing us, as we go up in KeV energy, as we go up in radiation energy per se, photon energy, which is KeV is the unit. Are you with me? 50 kbp is equal to 50 KeV or less. 110 kbp is equal to 110 KeV or less. Okay? It's the penetrability, photon energy, X-ray energy. So figure 15-11 is, as we go up in energy, the vertical, we have a decrease in probability of X-ray absorption. Does that make sense? As we go up in X-ray energy, we have less absorption because we're getting more penetration. Sound good? When it gets to the K-shell binding energy, you have a drastic increase in absorption. And then it tapers off again. Let me give you a gospel that I want you to understand. In the next figure, 15-12, high probability of being on the test, and I want you to explain it to me. Okay? Figure 15-12. It says X-ray absorption probability in rare earth screens compared with that for calcium tungstate. Calcium tungstate is the blue, rare earth average between gadolinium, lanthanum, and yttrium is in the orange. So far, so good? It says X-ray absorption probability in the rare earth screen compared with that for calcium tungstate screen. In the energy interval between respective K-shell electron binding energies, absorption in rare earth screen is higher. What I want you to do is the left extreme of the orange on that, right in there, 35 KeV. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See the orange. Let me draw this picture.
Okay, let me try to draw it
with the appropriate color. So I don't have orange, though.
There's
brown. High probability of this being on the next test. These values I want you to write in. Okay? 35 KeV and 70 KeV. The gospel that I want you to know is that below this point and above this point, calcium tungstate absorbs more. Within this range of 35 KeV to 70 KeV, rare earth, this is the K absorption edge. The K shell binding energies for gadolinium, lanthanum, and yttrium are much lower. Alright, this is the gospel. Now I'm going to try to explain. The K absorption edge, if a question asks you about it, or if you had to explain this drawing, between 35 and 70 KeV, rare earth absorb more. How much more? 5 times more. And that relates to DQE. Okay. The mega quantum efficiency, which is absorption on word definition.
So far, so good.
Now, if we look at this table on page 229, table 15-4, it shows atomic number and it shows the K-scale binding energy of tungsten. And they show it as 70. 6970, okay? All right. For gadolinium, it's 50. For lanthanum, it's 39. And yttrium, it's 17. The K-scale binding energy is much lower.
But they're still rarer, right?
They're still rarer. Yes. Yes, they're still rarer. Their atomic numbers are lower. Their K-scale binding energies are lower.
Does it change the range, the 5 times the QE from 34 to 70? Will that affect that at all? Does it matter? Because their numbers are different? Their binding energies are different?
They take an average of those three. Okay. Gadolinium, lanthanum, and yttrium. Okay? Within these boundaries, rare earth absorbs more. This is this K absorption edge. We don't need to go real in-depth. Okay? If we remember that between 35 and 70 keV, rare earth absorb more. And then they convert. They absorb 5 times more, and then they convert 4 times better than... Okay? Ce is 4 times better than the old calcium tungsten. All right?
And so... because you're using a less electrons, it's efficient, benefit, all that kind of stuff too? I mean, that's all...
Well, yeah, if it's more efficient, increased speed or sensitivity, therefore we can use less patient dose.
So this is really is important.
Okay.
And they convert 4 times more, you said?
Yeah, 4 times better. They absorb 5 times more, they convert 4 times more.
Now, okay. Do they only convert 4 times more in that range?
Okay, now, this is just talking absorption.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they always...
They always convert 4 times more.
But in this range, they absorb.
Correct. This is DQE.
Okay,
this is
the
absorption edge. The absorption edge.
Okay. So rare earth always absorbs more.
No.
I mean, converts more.
Correct.
But just in this range, you talk about the...
Correct.
Okay.
Rare earth only absorbs 5 times more within the 35 to 70 keV range. And that's called the K-absorption edge. Below it, calcium tungstate absorbs more. Above 70, calcium tungstate absorbs more. Okay?
When it always... we just said it always converts more, no matter what the range is.
Yes.
Is it always 4 times more than the other elements?
For our practical purposes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Just to get the basics.
But they're not going to choose a screen or interest rate screen, taking into consideration your KEV, and choose one or the other, right?
Normally, we go detail or high speed, like in our lab.
Right. Yeah. So
only based on the 10 centimeter thickness. Okay. Again, you'd never put a detail in the bucky and
right.
Shoot it because it's overkill. It would just be more patient dose. Okay. Alright. Okay. Now, look on page 230, the first paragraph, left column. It says, rare earth radiographic and thin spine screens exhibit better absorption properties and calcium tungstate screens only in the energy range between 35 and 70 keV. This energy range extends from approximately 35 to 70 keV and corresponds to most useful x-rays emitted during routine x-ray examinations. Outside this energy range, calcium tungstate, again, radiographic and spike screens absorb more x-rays than rare earth. This is on page 230, left column, first paragraph. Okay. We're just going to take it as the gospel and just move on. Okay. Now, if we'll look at some of the figure 15-14, like it is up here as well, it's right over there on the left side. Calcium tungstate emits a broad spectrum of light centered in the blue region. Rare earth screens have discrete emissions. They mean they spike. And I said this terbium activated they add it to these rare earths, and that's what makes it really put out at these certain wavelengths. Okay? Rare earth screens have discrete emissions centered near the green-yellow region. For all practical purposes, these rare earths put off green light. Okay? Orthochromatic film, green-sensitive film, is matched to it. And here, on figure 15-15, they show matching blue to the calcium tungstate, the green film to the rare earths.
What's that called again?
Spectral matching. Spectral. Yeah. Each of those have a certain spectral response when you have blue, blue, green, green. That's called spectral matching. Sound good? Came up back when I was with Kodak in 91. Page 231, figure 15-16. They came up with this. What were the buzzwords? Oh. They have some hype name for to get the ultimate in chest imaging. They came up with the brainstorm of having a slower speed screen with a faster speed screen. That figure 15-16 is like a crosshatch of what they tried to do. The problem with chess is that we want penetration through the mediastinum, the heart, all the vessels, and yet we don't want to burn out the lungs. There's a lot of subject contrast there. The chest cavity has very high subject contrast. Big differences in anatomy. So what they tried to do was go with the slow speed screen, a fast speed screen on the other side. They tried to go with two different emulsions.
Yeah, Terry was talking about that.
Slow and high.
Yeah.
I can't remember the buzzwords they used to call it. But it was the new and improved. Hell, we could be better than our competitors. Yeah. Insight. Insight, that's what it was.
Unless Insight. You put it backwards.
Well, it doesn't matter because they're all going to go all through everything.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you know.
What he was talking about was it was a graduation of the concentration and the size of the crystals on the film itself. And then it would pick up, you know, it affects your contrast. So you have,
Well, that'd be very hard to do,
yeah.
having a different on one side emulsion.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
different
yeah,
amount
on one
of crystals. It's more or less. I mean, because they spread that on uniformly.
Right.
It would just be two different emulsion speeds on each side.
Yeah,
you understand?
Weird stuff.
We know the slower the speed, whatever, the better the resolution or detail. So this is kind of a cross-section of what they tried to do. Thin screen, high resolution, high contrast emulsion, and a crossover layer base, wide latitude emulsion. So basically what they're trying to do there is what I said, penetrate through the mediastinum and yet not burn out the lungs and trying to get that kind of image. Because that is tough. When you do a technique for a chest, you need enough to penetrate through the heart shadow so you don't miss something behind it, and yet you don't want to burn out the lungs. Now with digital, they can just bring it up and manipulate electronically and see what they want to see. The digital has 9 million little electronic sensors in the panel. And all that information gets fed in. That's a lot of information. You've got to have a huge computer system, server, etc., to handle all that information. Okay. The green box on page 230. The combination of improved CE and higher DQE results in the increased speed of rare earth radiographic sponge screens. Okay. Let's look at page 232, 233. These images that they tried to, again, these don't do justice. These printed images never do of radiographic. What is important is page 233. Figure 15-19, it says radiographs of wire mesh are used to check for screen film contact. Good contact is evident in A. On B, warp cassette cover leads to a region of poor contact. Let me explain this. This was very important, and they had a lot of trouble in early days of mammography. Everybody got this, the gist of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Only between that, rare earth absorbs 5 times more. Okay. Below or above, calcium ties. What happens when you have poor film screen contact? Let's say maybe there's an air bubble trapped between the screen and the film. Let's say... Okay. And you got the screen here. It got hot. It had a little air bubble. Or an air bubble was trapped. This is the screen. X-rays are coming this way. Right? What happens where we have poor film screen contact is the X-rays hit the phosphor, okay? And the light is given off in all different directions. It's isotropically given off. Okay? So in this area where this blem is, you have increased optical density. And everybody's kind of, some people think there should be less, some people think there should be more. But the fact is you have increased optical density. And that's what you're seeing on figure 15-19. Where you have poor film screen contact, you have not only increased optical density, but you also have increased blur. So what we do is we put a wire mesh, which I have at my desk. I forgot to bring it over. It's just a real thin wire mesh. And it was actually used to test mammography cassettes. You put this wire mesh on top of the cassette, use a real light technique, you expose it, and you get this pattern of the wire mesh. So again, where we have the area of poor film screen contact, you have increased optical density, and you have increased image blur. All right? Poor film screen contact. In the early days of mammography, they said, put your film in there, and they're fairly thick cassettes, and they have a lot of felt. They're only a single screen, single emulsion film. And they said, wait, minimum 5 minutes. And what they wanted to do for the air bubbles to work their way out. Okay. So some of the early trials and tribulations of mammography, now they're going digital with it too. Poor film screen contact. You use this wire mesh tool to determine if there is good film screen contact. Most common causes of poor screen film contact, box 15.5 there, the upper right of page 233, worn contact felt, loose end broken hinges, latches, or screens caused by excessive moisture, or cassette front, sprung or cracked cassette frame, foreign matter under the screen. Okay, something preventing that felt behind the screen is what you want, that screen right up against the emulsion. Okay. Sound good? It also says on that page, properly maintained radiographic and spun screens will last indefinitely. Okay. Nothing lasts forever. But okay. X-ray interaction with the phosphor does not cause them to wear out. There is no such thing as radiation fatigue. The only way these screens become useless and need replacement is through improper handling and maintenance. They need to be periodically cleaned. Make sure that you don't get talc from gloves or hair, whatever. We wash our hands a lot, and sometimes we put lotion on our hands. Again, just the oils, natural oils. If you handle the film, you may leave a thumbprint or something. Again, if there's any artifact on the screens, it's going to prevent the light from hitting the film. Make sense? Okay. All right.
So will we have one that is back to viable cassette? Or do you just
if
buy
what?
If you have a screen that's all buggered up,
yeah,
you can buy a whole new cassette,
yeah,
and just buy the phone.
I mean, they had screens and felt but the time involved and this, that, and the thing, we usually just kind of do the sets from the manufacturer. We actually straighten cassettes in our development. We had 6 months of training. I was flying from San Francisco, San Jose to New York every 3 weeks, going back and forth. They spent a lot of money on me. 6 months of training, Rochester, New York, San Francisco, San Jose. I trained with a Kia's technical sales representative in San Jose. I was working 10, 12 hours a day. So, yeah. And then film went bye-bye. Kodak is not even on the top 500 anymore. Yeah. You either go with the technology or you're left behind. Is that something? Okay. So, look at the summary on page 234. We're going to go up to the lab and make an exposure of the screen and let you see the light. Do that today. Sure, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, it's Friday. Let's look at the summary. Do you understand the things in the summary? Could you answer some of these challenging questions of what we discussed? The summary talks about basically screens and the cassettes. Edison came up with them because we had to reduce the patient dose. We had to. It was way too high. Okay? That's like radio sensitizers, radio protectors. They did a lot of testing on things. I just heard in the paper, I just read in the paper today, federal government is trying to better regulate SPF on sunblock. What they say, and what they say they protect you from, is not the case. UVA, UVB, okay? UVA, the bad ones, tangy, but it causes cancer. And last night on the news, they said, the more exposure you've had as a kid, it more than doubles your chance of getting cancer later in life. I remember all those days of fishing, wrong on four legs, water blisters, man, I got fried, you know? I'm not getting out. I'm fishing, man. 8 hours, I can sit out and cast all day long, okay? But I got cooked quite a few times, and I've got fair skin. So I am higher risk later.
Okay. My son's best friend, his mom, they're black, and she never, ever puts on black powder.
They burn, man, you burn. Everybody
never.
Burns.
I mean, like, if they're out for maybe, like, 8 hours, she probably will, but she didn't put on herself.
She's terrible. That's bad. That's bad. You need to lather them up. Plus, it does get washed off. They say it's waterproof, but you need to reapply. Okay? So, again, you know, I mean, we all love outdoor activity, water parks and all that, but you got to protect yourself. Okay? Some people can tolerate more than others. I remember my own sister. I mean, she was a flower child in the 60s. She went clear down the Panama Canal back when you could do that by herself. She came back. She's gone 2 months. She's a wild thing. She came back. She was so dark. I didn't even know who she was. I mean, she was just... Her hair was bleach blonde, and she was just black. I mean, dark from all the exposure. And back in those days, it was the copper tone. You know, put baby oil on, go out and get fried. You know, that was the thing. And now it's completely reversed. Okay. So, summary, page 234. Luminescence. Light given off after stimulation. We talked about fluorescence and phosphorescence. Which one do you want?
Fluorescence.
We want fluorescence. Only during stimulation is the light given off. Phosphorescence is afterglow. What would that do? Why don't we want that?
Fog
your film. Okay? All right? So fluorescence is good. Phosphorescence we do not want. They talked about this IF, exposure required without screens, over exposure required with screens. You know the IF, anytime you use a screen, your IF is going to be higher. That number that I gave you, 100, 200, 400, that's this IF kind of ratio. The faster the speed screen, the higher the IF is going to be. No, I take that back. Exposure with a screen. No, that's right. Yeah. Overanalyze this thing today.
What did you say?
The higher the IF, or the faster the speed screen is, the higher the IF would be. Let me think about that. If it takes 100 rads, heaven forbid, and we had a detail, exposure without is above, ice speed is here, let's say that this is in the ratio of 200 and this is 100, what's the math?
One.
This is 1 to 1, this is 1 half, so that would be less. So that I stand corrected. It would be lower, would it not?
Lower.
It's lower, okay?
Lower.
Erase what I just told you.
Lower the what?
The higher the speed screen, the lower the IF would be. I never clarified that before. Okay?
Yeah, one more time.
Sorry. The higher
the speed screen, the lower the IF would be by definition or by formula. Okay, I'm not going to ask you that on the question. What's important about IF is the exposure without screens, which is way up there, over the exposure with the screen. Okay? All right? That's the key. That little tidbit for trivia, the higher the speed screen, the lower the IF value would be. Okay. You know what DQE is, conversion efficiency is. Could you name the layers? The layers of a screen?
Yeah.
We got the base.
Well,
we
have your picture.
What else? Reflective layer. Where do you need a reflective layer? Where don't you?
You need a reflective layer.
There you go. We needed a reflective layer. What does a reflective layer do?
Reflects the X-rays back to the
phone. There you go. Reflects what?
X-rays.
Yeah, reflective layer redirects the light photons that are being given off. And then you got the phosphor,
right?
Conversion of X-rays to light, and protective coating.
That's right.
For scratches and just abrasive, you know, to prevent abrasion, for example. Okay? And again, when you're doing any kind of problems, you have to be given the values. What is far? What is high speed? What is detail? And it's just a ratio. That's relationship. And then you do just the opposite to compensate. Okay?
Do we have to worry about the quantum model?
No, not at this time. Oh, is that? That is in this chapter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, what I want you to know for national boards is this. Film graininess, like the term applies, these are terms that may come up on national boards. Here we go. Film graininess. Where do you think that occurs at? Duh. Right? Okay. There's another one called structure model. This deals with screen speeds. It's the screen makeup. It's the screen characteristics. Characteristics. Okay? Structure model. Model is this grainy appearance, okay? Film graininess deals with the superhalide crystals in the film. Structure model deals with screens and their characteristics. And then there was a term called quantum model. Quantum model. Let me find this in this chapter. 228.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to mention it so that you can...
223.
Image noise. Image noise appears on a radiograph as a speckled background. Noise reduces image contrast. When some picture is very noisy, it's very busy. Okay? It's busy.
When? There's just so much going on there.
Takes you a while to take it all in. I remember going to a museum in Rochester, New York, and there was this portrait in oil of this woman standing there. This picture was 200 years old. It was incredibly lifelike. I was waiting for her to move. It was that phenomenal. Now that, to me, is artistic, incredible ability. It looked like a photograph, okay? This thing looked like a full photograph of this woman, and it looked like she was going to move or walk out of that picture. And it was over 200 years old. So anyway, film graininess in the film, structure model, deals with screens. These are the buzzwords on national boards they may ask you. Quantum model. Quantum model, my best way analogy to this, well, quantum model is that today our images are produced more by light photons than X-rays. Quantum model, the more light photon, the light photons produce the image, therefore we have increased quantum model. We have increased graininess because of the speed of the system. The quantum model. My analogy was, if two of you go to Burger King, is that a good statistical representation of their food? No. We need more. In the old days, when you put a film in a cardboard holder, the image was produced by X-rays. The resolution and detail was phenomenal. Because some of those X-rays are absorbed in the bone, they don't hit the film. Some X-rays go right on through the soft tissue and hit the film. The resolution detail was phenomenal, but the dose was way too high. Okay? So the fact that I need you to get is, the faster the speed screen, the more quantum model we have. Okay? Structure model, same thing. Quantum model. The faster the screen, more and more light photons produce in the image, and less X-rays.
Did you relate that to what you need?
Yes. Yes. As you go up in speed, you have less resolution detail. Is it still diagnostic?
Yes. Sure.
Okay, that's what's so cool. We've got a big range, and we can still produce. Okay? Clear as mud on that? Do they describe quantum model in the glossary? Okay. Let's see what it says, glossary definition wise. Or if you find quantum model, what exactly it says, but, oh, here it is. Yeah, it says it on 223. You're talking about, let's see here. Quantum model, let's see. However, if the phosphorus changed to one with CE of 10%, speed is doubled at the expense of increased noise. A 200-speed screen is obtained because twice as much light is emitted for X-ray absorption. Only half as many X-rays are required, and this results in increased quantum model, a principal component of image noise. Page 223, right column, last paragraph. 223, quantum model. Okay? And now let's see in the back of the book if it says the same thing. It's noise. One more definition, noise. I think of harmonic distortion when I think about music. When you have, you know, plus or minus harmonic distortion, how good is your system? $5,000 stereo, $50 speakers, how's it going to sound? $50 speakers, okay? Harmonic distortion. It's like quantum model in the X-ray.
That's funny when they try and sell you a high-definition TV on the TV screen.
Yeah. Quantum model. Radiographic noise produced by the random interaction of X-rays with intensifying screens. This effect is more noticeable when very high rare earth systems are used at high KVP. Add that to it. High KVP, high screens, increased quantum model. Okay. Right. Increased speed at high KVP. We have an increase in quantum model. Quantum, we know, is just another term for photon, for X-ray, small bundle of energy, quantum. Quantum. Okay? Quantum. It's sounds so scientific.
Okay.
Have it look over again some of the properties. I'm looking at page 223, box 15.3. You know, the thickness, the reflected layer size, physical size, concentration. You know, I think you have it in your notes. You talked about. Anytime you have an increase in screen speed, we have an increase in image noise. Okay? We had mentioned quantum modeling. I just want to make sure you have it in your notes. Okay. Any increase in screens at higher KBP will give you greater quantum modeling. Okay? Increase in screen speed as well as higher KBPs. They have it all over the page. Place 223. Higher conversion efficiency results in increased noise. Again, the black italicized words, the green boxes, orange boxes are important. Okay. Spatial resolution versus contrast resolution. Next page, 224. What does spatial resolution mean to you? Seeing small structures clearly. Spatial resolution. Yeah, seeing small things clearly. On the other hand, contrast resolution is seeing the difference between similar tissues. That was in the orange box on page 224.
Contrast is seeing tissues.
Contrast resolution is seeing subtle differences between similar tissues. Mammography. Spatial resolution is microcalcifications. Contrast resolution, the tissue is so similar, normal versus abnormal, you have got to have the highest contrast imaging possible to differentiate between the two. Okay? Yep. That's why we use low KBP, single motion film, single screen cassettes, to see those very, very subtle differences. Okay. Why do we use detail on extremities? We want to see bony trabeculi. We want to see that detail. Questions? Look over your notes. Does something not make sense? How do we prevent backscatter? What is backscatter? You know what scatter is, right? Constant scatter? Yeah, you've got a higher atomic number absorber in the back of the set. It absorbs, it prevents the backscatter. Backscatter is where X-rays go through everything, and you hit a metal pole or something, like on a stretcher railing. It bounces back and is imaged on the film. Okay? It's just like shooting a BB gun on a metal object and it bounces right back at you. Okay? Okay. Any other questions?
In my notes on question 18, it says give the approximate numerical speed values assigned to screens. And I have rare earth screens are 2 times as fast as a calcium tungsten.
Okay, generally speaking, that is correct. Now, in your book, she had mentioned the relative speed. Now, that number can vary. Calcium tungsten, it can vary. Rare earth, it can vary. But for our practical purposes, overall, rare earth is twice as fast as calcium tungsten. What was the benefit? Half the amount of dose to the general public. Okay? When we converted. Alright? Somebody brought up, did I bring this up, that third semester they brought up, they were watching Oprah last weekend, and she had a CT to, you know, see her heart, you know, and they make it sound like you just need to have one of these on an annual basis. Just go get a CT that's 3 to 5 racks per slice, and $3,000 later. You know, you need clinical systems. They don't tell the whole story. They never tell you what the radiation dose. You don't just get a CT for the fun of it. Okay? So So again, this is what happens, you know. They have one show like that, and everybody gets on the bandwagon. So we have to educate. All right. Other questions?
What procedure do they do when they do the virtual colonoscopies? That kind of stuff. You know, they came out a couple years back where all the old people want to get a full body scan to see if they had, like, AAAs in the making.
I think it's CT. I think it's ionizing radiation as well. Yeah. Look on page 226. Box 15-4. Advantages of proper screen film use. Increased flexibility of PVP selection, adjustment of radiographic contrast, spatial resolution when using smaller focal spots, capacity for magnification radiography, increased capacity, decreased patient dose, decreased occupational, X-ray tube heat production, X-ray exposure time, tube MA, focal spot size. So again, screens are a good thing.
Why focus spot size?
Decreased focal spot.
Probably got to do with
probably because you can use less technique.
Yeah.
You can use a lower MA, less mass. That's the only angle I can think of. We know small focal spot gives you better detail.
They use the different size crystals so you get a little bit more.
Yeah, usually we have high speed. Okay? But again, the relative speeds have to be given to you if you ever do any kind of problem, okay, conversion. That's empirical data. You don't always know what the screen differences are out in the field. Now that we're 85% digital, I remember when I was a student at County, we had 5 different film screen combinations. It was confusing for new people. That's why you have to write it down. You learn what works and what doesn't work. In ER, I had to use a little more technique. In this certain room, I had to use a little more, a little less. But once you got it, you could sit in a room like this and, by theory, explain why. But it was not good for repeats. And now it's all digital. What I found, we use a little more technique with digital and film overall. Okay.
Yeah,
I know it's break time.
I'm going to ask one question.
Yes.
A small test, what date is it?
Oh, that's a good point. I like to just get her done.
That's right.
When do I see you next?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
or Tuesday. Yeah, I know. What time do we have? We got, what, 2 hours in? We got 3 hours on Tuesday?
Yeah, 3 hours.
You probably do some Jeopardy.
Yeah.
This half can set it up.
Yeah.
That's a 3-day weekend, isn't it?
That's
Friday before the 3-day weekend.
That's a 3-day weekend?
Yeah, you got September 3rd off. Why don't you take a little 5-minute break and we'll go up to the lab and we'll make stuff.
So we're doing the best this Friday.
Yeah, let's shoot the put on test Friday.
We're going to do some Jeopardy on Tuesday. Friday's the test. Just take a little 5-minute break or something. We'll go up to the lab and make some exposure so you can see the little light. And then I'll hang a fan on front. I can see the actual on one of the streets right now.
Yeah.
Up there.
Dude,
Bridge,
there was somebody up there when I...
Oh, was there?
But I don't know if there's...
I saw people not in that seat. Let me double check.
Because
it may just be
correct. Someone's...
Okay.
No.
This should be all found out there.
They do QC, I know, on Fridays, but... Let me double check.
As long as they're in a firm, Jeopardy. Yes, I am.
Sorry.
Now, why I haven't said it, I'd be on the spot and working on it for a while. Yeah, you can see what you have to find in these things. I did a lot on the final test. After I found out. So I learned from my mistakes, so I didn't say it. Don't forget to get it from the show.
We're down.
Yeah.